Pollen and bees essential to our food supply. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, it is that time of year again when much of our world is tinted with a yellow hue. But as you sneeze and pop in another antihistamine, remind yourself to be thankful for that pollen that helps provide the food, fiber, and many other products we use every day. And although many plants are self-pollinating or wind-pollinated, many more rely on insects and animals for pollination. But unfortunately, the health and populations of one of our main pollinators is in major decline, the common honeybee. And therefore, David Westervelt with the Florida Department of Agriculture says we must all remember when cursing the air and those pesky bees.
You know, one-third of food's directly related to our honeybees pollinating them. If we don't keep a healthy industry, we can lose that. We'll all go on a diet. We'll survive off of corn, wheat, and rice and your grains. But then we'll start losing our clothes. But I guess we can wear polyester or something else. But cotton and some of the other fibers require bees to pollinate. Yeah, we enjoy our fruits and vegetables, which are most of what needs to be pollinated. But your condiments, like cucumbers for relish, your onions. If we don't have the bees to pollinate onions, you don't get the seed crop. It's one of the worst tasting honeys you'll ever try. It and carrot are horrible, but the bees enjoy them.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.